Hello?
Hi, Davina?
Yes.
Hey,
the phone disconnected.
Yeah, I do apologize about that. The call is being recorded here. You do have time to finish up, right?
Yes.
Okay. And so the diagnosing facility or hospital clinic that you were diagnosed at?
It was Duke Hospital.
Duke Hospital in what city?
Raleigh, North Carolina.
Raleigh. Okay, on Wake Forest Road?
Yes.
Okay. Then have you had a prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay. Did you have treatments at that same facility?
Yeah.
Okay. And then do you remember the prescribing either doctor or hospital clinic where you had the shots at?
Yes, Dr. Stacy Bing.
Stacy Bing?
Yeah, like
B-I-N-G.
B-E-A-N.
Okay. Is it in Raleigh, North Carolina?
Yes, that's Raleigh as well.
Okay.
You need the address?
I think I just found it. Is that on Lake Boone Trail? Or
no,
that's scary.
I
do apologize.
This is a different one. It's Ramble Way.
Ramble Way.
10. Yes. Advanced Care. I don't know if it shows the name.
Okay. Okay, I see it here. Advanced Care. Okay, and then your pharmacy ad name?
My pharmacy name?
Mm-hmm.
CVS.
CVS, is that in Raleigh as well?
Yes.
On Landmark, New Bern, Capital?
Capital.
Okay. And then we are almost done. There would be a medical record for you, at least for the doctors, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then lastly, the emergency contact. So we request one just in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue on with your case for your loved one. Would you like to add an emergency contact?
Do I have to?
No, up to you.
Yeah, let me add one.
Okay. Do they live with you?
No.
No. Okay. And then their name?
It's Millicent, M-I-L-L-I-C-E-N-T.
E-E-N-T?
No, I'm going to spell it again. M as in Mary, I-L-L as in Lima, I-C as in cat, E as in elephant, N as in Nancy, T as in Tom, then Wiley is the last name.
Okay. And then relationship?
Sister.
And then phone number?
Phone number is 240-618-9588.
It was 640-618-9588.
You said 240-618-9588.
9588, yep. We are good to go then. And then bear with me. Let me make sure nothing else is needed. Is it okay if I send you the forms via text and email?
Yeah, please.
Okay. Okay, so bear with me. I'm just going to put you on a brief hold real quick while I prep them up and send them over. I'll be right back, okay?
No worries.
Okay, bear with me. Thank you. Okay, Davia?
Yeah.
Sorry, excuse me. So thank you for holding. I went ahead and I sent you a text message from my direct line. I put in there my name, the law firm's phone number, and their name as well. They'll be following up within a week once the forms are signed to re-verify everything and then also to introduce themselves. So please look out for a call from them.
Okay.
And then the DocuSign was sent over, like I said, via text and email. Have you used DocuSign before?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to sign while we're on the phone?
I'm not able to do so right now because I'm driving.
Oh, okay. Okay. What I could do. Okay. So are you able
to
sign
in? I am about to stop.
You are about to stop? Okay. What I could do is just follow up with you if I don't see it back here in a couple hours. And then that way we just make sure it's signed and then we'll be good to go, okay?
No worries. How many minutes do you have? Like I'm trying to pull into a parking.
Yeah, no worries. I can wait.
How's your day going today?
It's going well. How about yourself?
It's going well. I can't complain.
Yeah.
Where are you located?
We're in Southern California. So, but the law firm, the law firm that we'll be assisting is Pulaski. They're based in Texas, but they are nationwide, so they'll be available in your state as well.
Okay. That's good to know. Okay. 2 seconds.
No worries.
No.
Do you like Target?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
Oh, okay. Target be having me in a chokehold.
Yeah, see, that's what I mean. Sometimes it's kind of crazy.
I'm not going to go in Target. I'm here for another reason. Every time I see that red dot, it's like Target is Target.
Yeah. But when you do pull up the form, just make sure all your information looks correct, like the spelling of your name, social, date of birth, stuff like that, so you can.
And my email, okay, here we go.
Give up my battle with small-minded people. Don't waste your time, people that are jealous.
Please, the first thing it says is please review and act on these documents.
Yeah, are you going through text or email?
I went through the email.
Email, okay. So go ahead and click on the, I think either it's a blue or orange box that says review documents.
Okay.
And then the new web page will open. You'll allow the consents and then hit start and then start signing the form.
The walls around Jerusalem. There were two men at the bottom of the mountain, Sanballat and Tobias.
Okay, give me a second because this is very tiny one and I want to make sure.
No worries.
All shout insults, making fun, trying to
Now, this form or these forms is for giving you all consent or...
So it's the medical record release form and then the law firm retainer. And then from there, they'll call you to introduce themselves and then also to re-verify all the information and then begin working on the case.
Okay.
Don't take the bait. That is not a battle you have to fight. They are a distraction to try to get you off course so you miss your purpose. Do like Nehemiah, learn to ignore the Sanballat and Tobias. Your assignment is too important to be distracted by jealous, small-minded people. In the scripture, it tells us to put on the whole armor of God. Part of that armor is the shoes of peace. It's interesting that God chose our feet for peace. It implies everywhere we go, we're going to have to choose to stay in peace. Because you can have your helmet of salvation on, your shield of faith, your belt of truth, but if you don't put your shoes on, if you don't make this decision, you're not going to get upset, you're not going to have anything, you're not going to get baited out of conflict, that even though you have all the other armor on, without peace, it's not a shame. Every morning, you need to make sure you put on your shoes. Too many people go through the day barefooted, offended, discouraged, upset. But when you make this decision at the start of the day that nothing is going to upset you, really, you're putting your shoes on. To say, God,
bear with me. I'm almost done.
Even if things don't go perfectly today, I'm going to fall.
No worries.
When you're in peace, you're in a position of power. When you're upset, discouraged, offended, just the opposite. You won't have the strength you need. Next time you're tempted to be offended, recognize what's happened. Don't take that thing. When someone says something derogatory, instead of trying to pay them back, ignore them. Take a seat at the table God prepared you. When you walk away from the EDS, the battles that don't matter, you will come into your Goliath, opportunities that will thrust you ahead. I'm asking you to protect your peace. If you'll do this, I believe and declare, you're not only going to enjoy your life more, but God is going to take care of what's coming against you. He's going to vindicate you, promote you, and take you to new levels of your destiny. In Jesus' name. And if you receive it, can you say amen today? Well, I'd like to give you an opportunity to make Jesus the Lord of your life. Would you pray with me? Just say, Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins. Come into my heart. I make you my Lord and Savior. If you pray that simple prayer, we believe you got...
Okay, so I got the completed notification, so we are good to go.
Okay.
And then, like I said, look out for a call from the law firm within the week here. And then from there, they'll begin working on the case. But I do just want to say thank you so much for your time, and I hope you have a great rest of your week, and God bless, okay?
Thank you. You do the same. Enjoy your holidays
as
well.
You too. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.